Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking sustainability with Jason Clay of the World Wildlife Fund in just a moment. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Did you know that when it comes to grocery shopping for beef, convenience continues to be the key? Through Chekhov-funded market research, we know millennials want cooking shortcuts that are efficient and practical. As a result, Your Beef Chekhov is reaching them through their mobile phones with ideas for creativity, efficiency, and savings. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Beef Chekhov is helping millennials understand that beef is a smart food choice. Learn and share more at mybeefchekhov.com, paid for by your Chekhov dollar.
He's the Senior Vice President for Markets and Food for the World Wildlife Fund. Jason Clay spoke recently at Kansas State University for their Henry C. Gardner Lecture Series, and after his presentation, he interacted for a while with the audience. One of the questions he got had to do with grass-fed beef versus cattle in feedlots. Clay talked about what current science seems to be telling us.
We're actually interested in what are the most efficient ways to produce food. And that means looking at what the science is on this. And my sense is that to date, the data suggests that grass-fed beef has high greenhouse gas emissions and that long-term confined animal feeding has other types of greenhouse gas emissions, and that somewhere in between is probably the best option. But the data is getting better all the time. And the one thing that I think is going to be interesting is that there is data now that suggests that there is more carbon sequestered in grasslands in the Midwest and in the steppes of Russia than there is in many tropical forests. And so converting that to cropland is something that we wouldn't want to see, and actually having cattle on that may be the best way to actually maintain those carbon stocks. So it's a complicated issue. And I think we just need to be using the science to really look at how we think about that. And reasonable people are going to disagree about this one.
And Jason Clay on the sidelines after his presentation at K-State talked with reporters about the need to come up with that balance between feeding a growing world population and doing it in a sustainable way. He says finding success in that balance is a key.
We've come to believe as an organization that anything we do around protecting biodiversity, helping endangered species survive, or even creating national parks or protected areas will all be undone if we don't figure out how to produce more food in better ways. Because that's going to be the biggest threat to biodiversity on the planet. In fact, the biggest threat is agricultural sprawl. So extensive use of landscapes to produce food rather than more intensive production of crops and livestock systems. We've got to figure out how to do that sustainably if we're going to have nature left for our children and our grandchildren.
And Jason Clay says you've got to be able to use modern production agricultural technology in order to stop this agricultural sprawl, in order to produce enough food for that growing global population. Jason Clay, Senior VP for Markets and Food for the World Wildlife Fund. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. High-quality seed wheat this fall could help you produce a better wheat crop next June, and Peeper Seed Wheat has five great wheat seed varieties to choose from and great seed prices for fall planting. Joe Peeper says pricing includes Monument, Flint, and Doan's at $8.75 a bushel and Gallagher and Larry at $8.50 a bushel. Call Joe Peeper for your wheat seed wheat at 580-541-1949. Wheat seed at a great price. Joe Peeper, 580-541-1949. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.